Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Here we are, not knowing when to press the music and when to stop. But we're here. This is Mary, and I'm here with my co-host, Kelly Fox, my daughter. And we're here to talk about responsibility. But first of all, let's check in and see how you did last week. We asked you to look at what costs would be involved when you're making this change that you've chosen, the area that you've chosen to change, and what would the benefits be making this change. So Kelly did her homework, and I'll kind of talk through mine as we look at the areas in our life that we decided to work on. So, Kelly, what was the one thing that you picked to focus on?
Well, I picked to focus on creating the space around me that I love. And if you go to our website, all of my homework is right there on the homework page for you guys to see. But I wrote down that, I have a little bit of a head cold I'm getting over. I sound a little funny. I said letting go of things in my house or in my surroundings that maybe people gave to me that might hurt people's feelings, but if they see me give them away or take them down, that could be a cost. Also that maybe I take down too many things and my space, you know, begins to feel maybe a little empty. Or also I don't really have money to invest in buying new things, or so there's that cost as well, as you know, that desire of wanting to put new things in my house or making my house more of my own, but not really having the funds to do that. And then my benefits I put it could be less, I could have a less overwhelming feeling in my home. And because I have less stuff around me, leaving room for the things that I want to come in. So, and then, you know, that could bring a feeling of when I look around and I see all these things that I love, that would create a feeling in my home of love and peace, because I don't have all of this other, you know, energy around me that's making me feel overwhelmed. So that will bring me peace. So those could be the benefits.
Great. Well, I was just while we were talking, I confessed that I had not done my homework. So I was doing it time Kelly and I talked and when we got on the show. So the area that I'm focusing on for this time that we're working together is getting my business started and doing it. And so the cost involved in making this change of stretching and risking into a new business rather than relying on the safety and the safety of what I know, which is working in the field of education. So what the cost would be for me would be a feeling of incompetence, which is my personal trigger, my fear trigger. Being vulnerable and taking risks, those would be the costs. And so because I am a recovering perfectionist, it's really a risk for me. It's almost a die for me to be vulnerable and also to risk feeling incompetent because I'm in a field new to myself. But the benefits of making this change are that I really do have the talent and the capacity to work in the field that I've chosen for my new business, which is leadership and life coaching. And another benefit would be financial freedom, also freedom of using my time in a way that I have a passion to serve humanity and to share the experiences that I've had in helping people to learn to accept and love themselves so that they can then in turn accept and love others and serve others. So that would be the benefits of making this change. I feel like I do some of those things in the field that I've been in for the last 30-some years of teaching, but mm-hmm. not at the same level that I'm learning to do as a coach, working with individuals and groups of people. So I think that the costs right now are really tied up with my biggest fear, which is being incompetent and not being able to be knowledgeable and to be confident as I go forward mm-hmm. in a totally new career. So that's my homework in that area in terms of costs and benefits. And I think anytime that you can be aware of the costs and benefits of an action, then you're more likely to be able to plan your next steps and to mm-hmm. have an intention where you're willing to take the risk to be vulnerable. You're willing to take the risk to not know everything or to be right and just be open mm-hmm. and present. And that's
I think also.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm sorry, I thought you were done. But I think also when you say your excuses out loud, then you become more aware of what really you're saying to yourself to hold yourself back from moving forward. So like even reading some of those costs, you know, that I wrote down on my homework, you know, I've said those out loud, you know, several times. Oh, I rent, so I can't paint, or I, you know, I don't have the money to do this or to do that. And I've had so many people go, well, you know, you could go here or you could go there, or there's really cheap things here or really cheap, you know, places here, or, you know, you could add color to your space without using paint, or you could hang a huge piece of fabric, or all these different things, you know, and you realize, oh, okay, that really isn't an excuse. I just have to be more creative. You know, I just have to be more inventive of how, you know, how I can still go forward even with my possible actual limitations. Like I do rent. I'm not allowed to paint. That is an actual limitation, but there are ways to get around it. I just have to be more creative and, you know, and put a little bit more effort into it. So even if there are actual limitations out there holding you back from something that you want to do, there's probably a way of still moving forward. You just have to be a little bit more open-minded and creative in how you can achieve your goal.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at writing things down and taking the time to make that commitment and be responsible for what you're mm-hmm. thinking and what you're feeling, and then living in the moment once you're aware and being true to your values and your desire to move forward. So if in reality I want to change the way I look at my career and moving forward in a new career, and I can make all the excuses that I'm too old, that I, you know, too set in my ways, that I, you know, I don't know enough, that I, you know, I'll be incompetent. And then all of that kind of seems like I'm not being very responsible for the gifts that I have been given, the experiences that I have had, that I can help people to see the relevancy of the work and moving forward in their lives and the importance of their valuing themselves and having self-acceptance and compassion for themselves. If I'm not willing to do that, then it's really counterproductive to my intention and to what I want. So that awareness truly does help you to become more clear. And as you mm-hmm. build that awareness, then you can make choices based upon that awareness. And you can do that more quickly than if you're, you know, stuck in the past or you're not aware of what your excuses are. So it really helps with mm-hmm. the clarity and your ability to move forward.
Yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. And as you become more aware of, as we've said, you know, already tonight, as you become more aware, you're then, you then have the choices before you, and you have the choice to either take it or not take it. And then it's not, it's if you choose not to take it, then it's not, oh, well, you know, you're, it's not like, oh, you can have this excuse of, oh, I was unaware, because you are aware now. So
yeah.
If you choose not to take it, it's that you don't want to take it. It's not that that you're unaware that it's a choice.
Yeah, and when you're aware then of you have this heightened awareness, and then you can really look at your excuses, and you see that for see them for what they are, and then mm-hmm. move out and take a risk, then you're really, you can anchor that awareness and know that it's true and experience the joy that comes from dispelling the lies that occur and get you stuck, you know, and keep you mm-hmm. from moving forward. So that awareness actually allows this opportunity for you to really be responsible for what you want, because you can see your excuses for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Excuses.
Yes. And other tools that we've talked about already this month about, you know, asking yourself, is it, are you making it up or is it true? Like, even if you just use that one awareness tool. Okay, so you challenge yourself, is this thing that I'm telling myself, is it a lie or is it true? Well, if it's, you know, you have to take a choice, you have to make a choice to test it. So you're holding yourself accountable just with that one tool. And depending on how many times you use it a day, like I was saying the other week, I was asking myself that every single time something came up, you know, and I had that choice. Every single time it came up to say, am I gonna challenge this? Am I gonna test to see if it's true or not? Or am I gonna allow this possible lie to continue going around and around in my head? So, you know, every tool that you're given, you can use with awareness, because awareness is the beginning step of everything. So, you know, you have an opportunity with every awareness to, okay, then make a choice and be accountable to that choice.
Yeah, personal accountability is a big step in awareness, and it helps you to be able to identify areas in your life that you're stuck, and helps you to identify ways to move forward. So I think that personal accountability is when you're, you know, I'm aware now that this is my fear. I'm afraid of this, and I want this. So I can separate my feelings from my commitment, and I can move forward based on the clarity of what I want, because I'm aware of the difference between the feeling and the action. And so mm-hmm. that awareness helps us separate those feelings. And then we know, and we can prioritize based on what we know and what we value, instead of our fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps us then to be accountable for what we want. And so many times it's just that awareness of what do we want. And so by mm-hmm. together, as you know, in our group, by choosing that one area that we want to focus on, that we want to change, that's an awareness in and of itself. So just being able to list everything we wanted to change, and then really pick the top three that we're seriously considering changing, and then picking the one thing that we want to focus on for this year that we spend together. And then last week, by asking you to identify the cost involved with making this change, and also the benefits of making the change, all of that was bringing us to an awareness. And even though Kelly and I have done this numerous times, for us, this process is the same as it is for you. We've got areas in our life that we've already changed, but we have areas that we haven't and we want to change. So this process continues, because change is a process. It's not an event. And so as you learn these tools that we've shared, it helps you then to process the awareness in order to get you to see, well, what are the costs of not you know, involved in making this change, and what are the benefits of making this change, so we can both see what it would cost us to not make the change and what it would benefit us to make the change. And then we can move forward on our intention and be clear about what it is we want. So all of that comes from awareness and going through this process and applying the tool of, am I making it up, or, you know, am I making it up, or is it the truth? And the tool, that's a really effective tool.
Yes, with the thing that I want, that I'm bringing to this of, you know, wanting the space around me to be something that I love and to feel loved in my space. I mean, that started with just this, you know, just, I feel overwhelmed all the time in my home. Now, that's just a feeling, right? And I didn't know where that was coming from or what was possibly causing it. You know, I was telling myself all these things, you know, all these negative things of why I might be feeling overwhelmed. But then when I went to the retreat, we talked about the Fearless Living Retreat, that was last month, and we started talking about different rooms in our home and do we love the things in our home, and just all of that new awareness. And I was like, oh, wow, this is why I'm overwhelmed in my home, because I have too much stuff in my house and it's cluttered. And there's, you know, all this energy going on in my house that I don't need. And so by taking those things out of my house, I will feel less overwhelmed. I will stop having nightmares about not being able to pack all of my stuff and get out of somewhere fast enough, because I have too much stuff. And so, I mean, I do have 5 children and a husband, so we do have lots of things, but it's not even that. It's just an excess, you know? And so by eliminating those things and only having things in our house that feed us and fill us up, you know, how different is that, you know, is that going to feel? You know, it's not going to create a feeling of overwhelm. It's going to create a feeling of being filled and being, you know, energized and ready to step out of our safe place, you know, of our home and go out into the world and to stretch more and to risk more and to, you know, really put ourselves out there. And so, you know, and that's exciting. And so then you focus less on, oh, I'm getting rid of this thing, you know, and you focus more on like, oh my gosh, how exciting is it going to be to have this, you know, to have less, you know, things cluttering our space and being able to go out and do more.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I think we all of us who attended the Fearless Living Retreat gained some real clarity around the awareness of where we are and things that we could do to be more clear. To be more clear. I just think clarity is the secret to awareness. That awareness brings us to that clarity to where we can actually take action and we can begin willingly to change both our understanding of our feelings and our commitments, and so that we can act on our commitments and we can move forward. I know when I was sitting here writing what would be the costs and benefits of making this change, because I've been talking about this for quite a while, and I thought, well, am I just spinning on my wheel of fear? Am I, you know, like a little chipmunk not making any progress? And so I asked myself that question, if it was true or I was making it up, and I started writing down the things that I am doing that are specifically and clearly related to my goal of developing and promoting my business and my brand so that I can be the speaker and the leader that I want to be in the field of transformational leadership. And I thought, well, what am I doing? And I'm involved in the Chamber of Commerce running leadership programs. I'm working with departments in the county and creating workshops. I'm speaking to groups within my community and have been invited to speak and lead workshops. And I thought, oh, maybe I am, you know, look at this. I am acting on my commitment and feeling somewhat incompetent. So what I'd like to get clear on is that I'm not incompetent. Here's what I'm doing. here's mm-hmm. my responsibility and accountability to myself. I am moving forward. I'm continuing to develop my skills. I'm continuing to be out in the public. I'm continuing to offer different and new content. So I just by doing that, it helped me with the benefits of making mm-hmm. this change. What am I doing? Not what am I feeling, you know, which is mm-hmm. what I wrote down about what would the cost involved be. And the cost were all feelings, that mm-hmm. I would feel vulnerable, I would feel incompetent, that I would be afraid. So that really helps me to see that I can separate those feelings and take responsibility by taking action and by doing things, and that I am doing that. Mm-hmm. So I yeah. am in a place of making of the benefits. You know, there are benefits to making the change. I'm out in my community as a leader. I'm teaching leadership to other people. You know, I'm being mm-hmm. asked to speak at events in my community as a leader. So the benefits are there. I just was more attached to the feeling. So that awareness
mm-hmm.
just made me more confident and will right. give me more mm-hmm. ability to move forward.
Yes, I mean, that's a great tool, which what Carrie is just talking right now is basically she just did her acknowledgments. And so that is a great way of holding yourself accountable, is doing acknowledgments on a daily basis. And today I acknowledge myself for this and that and that and that. And so you can see all the different steps you are taking, all the different changes, all the different choices that you're making towards this new goal and this new you. And so you can see them on a daily basis. It's really powerful to write them down as well and to be really specific about those things that you are doing, those steps you are taking towards this new you that you want to be, and to write them down. And so you can see them and you can look back on them as time goes by and you can really see, okay, I've made these changes, so that you don't get stuck in those old, you know, records of self-doubt or self, you know, negative talk or whatever, so that you can see that you are making these choices and you are stepping out and you are being responsible towards these awarenesses that you've gained and these future awarenesses that you will gain.
Yeah, it really is. It's a way of, because when I was writing down the cost involved in making the change, they were all limiting beliefs, you know, beliefs mm-hmm. that put a lid on my, you know, my leadership ability or my competency. You know, they were limiting beliefs. And once I started to write down some acknowledgments, which is a tool that Rhonda Britton talks about a lot in her book, Change Your Life in 30 Days, as well as Fearless Living, and that we take the time to acknowledge ourselves, it's often easier for us to see what other people do and progress other people are making rather than looking to ourselves and patting ourselves on the back and acknowledging the forward movement that we are making. And sometimes mm-hmm. we have to really think about, well, what did I accomplish? What can I acknowledge myself for? And yet it's that habit or that action, that consistent behavior where we do acknowledge ourselves, it becomes easier for us to do that. It becomes a natural mm-hmm. way for us to move forward by acknowledging the movement that we've made that day. And if we're clear and aware about what we want, then we can take responsibility for that by acknowledging. And then, in turn, also being grateful for those things that have occurred in our life that help us to move forward as well. So she mm-hmm. talks a lot about gratitudes and acknowledgments as being a way to be unstuck, that as we're grateful, we complain less, and our attitude is more one of what we have and what we're grateful for rather than complaining about what we don't have. And acknowledgments are really an anecdote to beating ourselves up and to be in the land of, oh, this costs too much for me to do this. And so those two strategies as well help us with our awareness and our responsibility the responsibility of being grateful for all that we have, and the responsibility of acknowledging ourselves for our forward movement. Instead of beating ourselves up, but acknowledging ourselves. Instead of complaining, being grateful. And both of those raise and heighten our awareness to where we can also move forward and look at the benefits of making these changes that we've chosen to work on. So those are, again, those are strategies that we can add to our repertoire, as well as asking ourselves if it's true or I'm making it up. We can also look at gratitude and acknowledgement as tools and strategies to help us to move forward in that area that we've chosen to change.
Yes, definitely. And a life log is also a great tool to use with the area of responsibility. And if there's any tools that you guys hear us talking about while we're, you know, on these calls and you want more information, please ask us. Ask us on our Facebook page, ask us on our website, ask us here on Blog Talk Radio. There's, you know, places you can leave comments and ask us, and we'll give you more information about these tools. We definitely want you to know these tools and to be able to use these tools in your life and to assist you in going forward with these 12 steps to change your life.
We could probably post a sample life log page on our website, and it's just a it's a way to log what you're, how you're spending your time day at a time. And it's very, very helpful. And I do it on a daily basis. It helps me to be responsible. It keeps me aware. And for my particular personality, it's just very effective for me to be able to check off what I've done and to see how, that I've used my time wisely. And I also log in time for relaxation, time for meditation, time for scripture study, whatever it is that, that nurtures your soul and keeps you aligned with your spiritual and your physical and emotional well-being. So maybe we could post a sample of that on our website, and that might be a tool that you would choose to use, especially when you're thinking about responsibility. So we've given you quite a few things to think about and tools to try. And so we have just a couple of minutes left on our show. Kelly, do you have any parting wisdom to share from your generation?
Well, I wrote this down. To go where you never have gone before, you must be willing to go where you never have gone before. So just to keep that in mind, because I know that the unknown is scary, but for you to get where you want to be, you have to be willing to go there. And so I know that we've given a lot of tools on this call, and we may not have explained them fully enough for you to feel like you could use them. So please contact us. And I'm not sure exactly how I can put a life log thing, but I will try to do that this week. I will try to get that out to you. On the sample, and I encourage you to, now that you have become more aware, to just go out there and make some choices. Risk.
Okay, and I have a life log that I created. I can send to you to post on our website.
Okay.
And that's the one that I, you know, I've just created for myself, and I use it. I just have it in, I have it in a loose leaf binder to, so I can keep one every day. So I'll be happy to send that for you to post on the website. So please remember that no matter what generation you're in at this time in your life, there's always an opportunity to be aware, to take responsibility for the changes that you want to make in your life. So if you're clear and aware, and you're willing to take responsibility for your actions, we know that, that you can make great changes in your life and be where you want to be at the end of this year. So we appreciate those of you who have listened to our show during the week, and we look forward to joining with you again next week on Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll share again some ways that our two generations work through these steps, these 12 steps, in order to be guaranteed a pathway to change. So thank you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Good night, Kelly.
Good night.